John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to Sausage Gobbed Fox, the podcast of this week's John Richardson Show with producer Will and Lindsay Santoro.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's in keeping with some of the texts we've had today. We've had a lovely sort of combination of helpful texts and then occasionally just something needlessly critical and angry. But we read them all because that's how you become an award-losing show. You are now listening to an award-losing show. The John Richardson Show is not, and we can say this as a fact, is not the best radio comedy in the UK. It just isn't.
It just isn't,
guys.
As you win it next time, then.
But you do better. Well, look at yourself. How do we win it? I mean, the fact that you've even just looked at me and said, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I just visit and eat the food and go. It's not my
You've had your pastry, haven't you?
Not in our category.
Romesh did win, yeah. And I'm not glad for him. Not glad for him at all. Probably wasn't even there to pick it up, was he? Why? Because he was doing another job. I mean, how many do you want, mate? You're winning awards for ones he's not even there to talk about. I just think it's unacceptable. So anyway, I welcome the end for all of my peers. Bring it on, but congratulate. And I tell you what, if there was an award this week for a three-hour live radio show that didn't talk about how hot it's been, we're winning that.
So
I'll tell you what's in the show today. Lots and lots. What's not in the show? Any of that, ooh, and it be not nonsense. I bet he's doing that on his show.
I bet he
opened with it. And I bet he played a song with, like, heat in the title or something. He must have a really good producer. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Lindsay Santor Guide is here. News that wasn't in the news that could, would have, should have been in the news. I love you, but all the usual stuff. Enjoy it. We'll see you after. Happy Saturday. It's John Richardson here, but don't worry, it's not just John Richardson. That would be awful, wouldn't it? Producer Will is here as ever, and we're joined by Lindsay Santoro.
Woof, woof.
I would never woof, woof.
You told me to woof, woof.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you said, because what I like about you is that you're very keen to know if you have to do anything or not.
Yes.
I don't mean that in a critical way.
No, but
but you're not someone who minds a link off. So if I say, I'm just going to plug this show that's coming up. So you say at the beginning, do I have to talk in this one?
And no, I said, do I have to do anything?
Yeah. I don't want you to think that you can't do something. So I said, well, I'm just going to introduce the show. However, if you want to shout or disagree or tut or bark. And I don't want people at home to think you may communicate in the first link only via animal noise. And I will speak to you when I want you to speak in English, okay? Are you all right?
I'm very well. I've been doing some childcare because it's half term.
Yeah. Parenting, they call it, don't they, when it's your one?
God, it's hard, isn't it? It goes on a bit. Yeah, it's fun. I'm enjoying myself.
Is that why you're glad to be here?
Well, I've learnt a really handy tip. And that's if I just ring my mum and tell her that my daughter misses her, she'll come and get her. It's really clever. Really clever.
Well, there you go. It's half-term tips from Lindsay Santoro. Why not emotionally blackmail your family? Does it not backfire, though, if your daughter hasn't said that she's missing her?
She always misses her.
She always misses her. That's good. Because you don't want your mum turning up and she goes, oh, why is she here? Oh, you don't want to be here anymore, do you, mummy? Is it that thing again where you go to London for work? Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'll take the tip.
Yeah.
You got any more parenting tips for people?
No, that's the only one I've got.
Well, if you want to help Lindsay out in return, 81215 on the text, 0330123 1215 on WhatsApp, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. How do you avoid spending time with your children? It's not how I intended it to start. Anyway, we'll kick off with a bit of unfinished business. Last week we weren't here because we decided not to be. So these are the highlights of 2 weeks ago. If you weren't here, I wish I hadn't said this, but anyway, Will picks the highlight of the last show, and then I knew it was going to be this before I even arrived today. Here's what I said. Congratulations to anyone with hair. It was a low point. I saw myself filmed from behind this week. I was working and they showed a clip back. I was like, no, that's not me, is it? Why is there a fried egg on a plate in the middle of the studio? Oh, no. That's my head.
Show me the back of your head. It's not that bad.
It's not that great, though, is it? I'm sort of all right with it until I see it. But anyway, it's happened. Here's something else that happened last week. I don't want you thinking, Lindsay, that you have a sort of copyright control over anyone saying things that nobody else understands in the studio. Angela described her hearing last show as Mutton Jeff. You ever heard of that?
That rings a bell, but I don't know why.
Oh, I'd never heard of it, and no one in the studio had heard of it, but listener Jamie has been in touch from East London. Permission to do his voice?
Yeah.
Granted, so that's an on-air approval from my producer in case anyone wants to complain. Don't email John at Absolute Radio, go straight to the bigwigs. I heard your chat. Do you think he's that angry? Yeah, I heard your chat on last week's show about Angela's use of the phrase Matt and Jeff. As someone born in the East End of London, I feel I'm qualified to talk about this.
Why has he got no lips?
He's very angry. It was what I think this email came in at 4 a.m. I have to let you know, Angela is correct. It does mean someone who is deaf, but it began as Matt and Jeff. I think it was first mentioned in a cartoon, but as with everything over time, that's why he emailed, really. It's not about Mutt and Jeff, it's about the degradation of the world over time. It changes to Matt and Jeff, Jamie in Stratford. And finally, I critiqued everyone's attire in the studio last week. Very bold of me. We've had a follow-up on that from Craig.
Hi, John. On the back of the discussion on your last show about the attire of the crew, I thought you would be interested in something I spotted while out shopping with my wife, Jo. We were in one of those mill complexes that have now been converted into shops selling candles and soap. But while in there, I spotted a Leeds United-themed cardigan. I've attached a picture of it. As a Leeds fan, this was the most interesting part of the day for me, and I thought you might be interested in purchasing it, given your love of a cardigan and love of Leeds United. For a mention on your show for Jo and I will have the address of where it can be found. Great show. Best wishes to you and the team, Craig and Joe.
Oh, it's lovely. It's not for this weather.
No.
It's not for this weather, is it? But thank you. I very much appreciate that. And the highlight of the message for me, I've never heard anyone say the word soap with that much anger before.
So
not knitwear in the summer for you, as I'm guessing soap isn't your favourite thing. But if you want to get in touch, it's john at absoluteradio.co.uk. We are here. You can send us anything you like. Well, not anything you like. No, you can actually, because Will gets it first. I'm quite chipper.
You are, and this is unnerving.
I know. Do you know why I'm chipper? And this is horrible, because I've already complained today. I've already sent an official complaint by email to a company, and it's really got my bee going. Is that a phrase?
Your bee?
It's got my bee going. I'm buzzing, mate, is what I meant. There's a store near the studio that I like to visit in the morning to provide pastries and snacks for my cherished colleagues. I've never called you cherished before. No, that was weird.
I wish people could see the joy in you.
I feel like I'm wearing a fascinator. That's the vibe I've got, is I've just turned up at Ascot or something and I look lovely and I know it. I went to the shop, as I do every week, and it's a big shop. It's a national shop and it opens at 7 a.m. And I get there for 7 a.m. so I can get the freshest pastries for my cherished colleagues. And every week it's not open at 7 a.m. Every week. And this week really upset me because there was two of us waiting and I thought we were both waiting to go in and buy pastries. And they snuck the first one in. Turns out she was staff. He opened the door, just ajar, smuggled her in. Didn't look at me and said, I know it's 7, mate. Just give us a couple of minutes. That's all it would have taken. Smuggled her in and just left me out there on my own. It was like a zombie film. There was no one around. Oh, she's been saved. Leave me out here then. So straight on the email.
How long were you waiting?
I didn't wait. I walked to a rival store.
Oh!
And believe me, that's in the email. That's straight in the email. I walked the 5 minutes to your rival because I find this service unacceptable. Oh, you've just sometimes, there's so much wrong with the world that you can't. It's a serenity prayer, isn't it? Grant me the courage, the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I don't know that one.
Basically, if you can't, it's the Bible's version of put up or shut up.
Oh,
basically,
okay.
Saying, "Well, are you going to do anything about it then?" So this morning I thought, well, there's a lot I can't solve in the news, but I can make sure. Well, I can't make sure actually, but I can do my part to make sure that this store opens at 7 a.m. and I keep you posted. You must be a complainer, are you?
One of my favourite things is I love going on like the socials. You know when you have famous people have you'll go to their thread and they'll be like, oh, it's a beautiful day, don't forget to buy my thing, and they're like, I can't believe the train's late again, and tagging in the train company. What are you going to do about it?
Oh yeah, I've never done it publicly. I have just mentioned it on air. Yeah. However, but I wouldn't like tag a company in, because I just think that looks ridiculous.
I love it.
I'd love to know if I'm not. I knew it wasn't going to do anything. No one's even going to read it, are they? But it made me feel better in the moment. Mm. So I'd like to know the last thing you properly complained about that you thought, no, this will not stand. Because I feel like, I don't want to judge our listeners, but I feel like we might have a community amongst us who quite like a terse email. Mm. So I'm going to read you my email address. I don't want you to complain about me. I don't want you to use this email address against me, but I'd like you to get in touch the last time you complained about something. john@absoluteradio.co.uk. I'm not going to tell them the things that we talked about this morning. I might do later. It might crop up in your appraisal. We don't know. We had a lovely chat this morning about why Will has heartburn. But yes, that's not today's texter.
No.
That's a separate private conversation between friends. Some texts are coming in. Some snitching as well. And can I just say I love that? Well, whilst I want to hear things you've complained about, somebody has snitched on another comedian talking about me this week. So we'll get on to that. I'm always up for that. Always up for grassing. Now we're going to do I Love You Bot, which is obviously, it's Saturday morning. You've got to have some sort of nod to the fact that people are up and about and want their love to be talked about on air. I don't do it the way other DJs do it, by which I mean with sincerity and genuine goodwill for your marriage. We have a feature called I Love You Bot, where I will dedicate a song to someone you care about, but only if you mean about them. And so this week it comes from Kimberly.
Dear John, thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. I would like to give it to my partner, Ross. Thank you, Ross, for all you do. I really appreciate you and love you very much. But for the love of all things, please stop asking me to do squats and lunges with you. You have a great bodybuilding physique and are very gym confident. But if we carry on like this, I'm going to end up with thighs like Eddie Hall. Not only is my nursing assistant job heavy work, but walking around like John Wayne for 2 days afterwards has my patients offering me their beds. Squatting and heavy lunges is definitely a thing for you, not for me. I'm tapping out, babe. Love your very sore girlfriend, Kimberly.
I love a squat.
Oh, really? Yeah. I just want to know how he says it, but... Yeah. Just want to know whether it's subtle, just like, yeah, I fancy doing a few squats and lunges, do you? Yeah. Or if he comes down like in full Lycra first thing in the morning, or morning, Kimberly, squats and lunges. Just want to know how he goes about it.
What is a lunge?
They happen in Friends, in the episode where Joey wears all of Chandler's clothes. That is so not the opposite of taking someone's essence.
I've never said it.
If you were to take one stride forward with one leg, yeah, but leave the back leg fully in position so that the central weight of you is lowered to the ground.
Could you do one in the next break so I can have a little...
Yeah, all right. This link hasn't gone how I intended, but this song is for you, Ross, and if you want to picture at home what's going on in the studio, I will be doing some squats and lunges for Lindsay and Will. Will hasn't asked, and I don't think he's going to enjoy it. I've done some lunges.
You have?
I've done some... What did you feel about my lunging?
I thought they were oddly... I can't...
This isn't going to be a compliment, is it? If you've got to have a run-up at it.
When you were doing it in one spot, it was really clean and, like, angular. And then when you started walking, it was like a smooth... It was creepy.
It was creepy, the lunge walk.
Sounded very clicky as well.
That's on Will's socials, isn't it? Mm. Do I have the confidence to post it on mine? That is a question that we'll tackle in the next song, I think. Mm. I don't think I do, but I might put it on mine.
It looks good.
If there's a clamour for it, I might make the lunges accessible to more people. Now, big news this week, aren't there? Mm. Was there?
Was there?
No, there wasn't. Small news this week. Absolute Radio Live, which is, of course, Absolute's big charity comedy night. It's back for 2026, which is this year. This year? Yes, this year. We'll be taking over the London Palladium, no less. Sunday the 15th of November. Stick that in your calendars. Nobody's doing that, are they? It's just the thing you say, isn't it?
Stick it in your calendar.
I just, if you're the one person now running around your house for an actual, a touchable calendar and you're going to write it in, I've got massive respect for you. And if you're wearing a cardigan in this heat, then double. Come to the gig, we'll get on. Sunday the 15th of November, raising money for Prostate Cancer UK, an amazing charity, raising awareness of the most common cancer amongst men. Profit from ticket sales go directly to the charity, so you'll be having a laugh and you'll be raising money too. Will it be hosted by me and Matt Ford again? No, I've said I won't work with him. No, it's me and Fordy hosting. There will be a big reveal of the full lineup later in the year, but it sells out every year. Get the best seats while you can. Always an amazing night. So go to absoluteradio.co.uk for tickets. And if it builds and builds, yes, I will lunge onto the stage. I mean, haven't you delivered? I asked if you'd complained. I speculated that maybe our listenership were the kind of people who would complain. And sure enough, ironically, if the companies that you were dealing with delivered as well as you have, then we wouldn't have so many complaints to read out. Esther has said, I complained to a kitchen company yesterday as the fitter came to fit our kitchen floor, but the assistant manager had not ordered enough tiles. So we have a half-finished kitchen and they gave no apology or date for correction. It's just the apology, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, how...
Well, no, it's the tiles as
it's
well.
It's also having a half-fitted kitchen, yes, which you could argue is worse than me having to walk 5 minutes for a pan au chocolat. However, it's all about different lives, isn't it? What are you laughing at? My pronunciation of pano...
Yeah.
It's a French word. All right, then, sorry. I had to walk 5 minutes for a pane of chocolate this morning. Absolutely ridiculous.
I found out that brioches are called brioches and not brosh.
Yeah, no, that's a band from the 1980s, brosh.
That's quite exciting.
Would you like to read somebody's complaint?
I would. I'll do my posh voice. Every morning while waking...
It's not a noticeable change.
Every morning while waiting for the metro in Newcastle to go to work, there's school children sitting, hogging all the seats in the station. They don't intend on using the metro, but just sit and play games on their phone while actual users of the metro have to stand, normally in sideways rain, the worst type of rain, apart from acid. So, I complained to the metro company, and I may have added a few white lies about them smashing bottles and verbally abusing people. I love this. This is my level. It didn't work, and they are still there, and it gets me really riled up.
Yeah, there is that when you complain and nothing's done, you just realise you're impotent. However, the adding white lies is wonderful.
Yeah, it really is.
It's when you read it back and you go, better spice this one up a bit.
This isn't
getting the job done, is it?
Yeah.
And they torture the pigeons, do they? Well, no, but I imagine. I mean, I didn't see it. But and this one, I don't know why this one appeals to me so much, but Pauline says, this week I had a locker delivery. She's not ordered a locker. She means a delivery that went to a local locker. I wouldn't have complained, but they asked for my feedback. This is bang on. If you're going to email saying, would you like to offer feedback, you're going to get some. I wouldn't have complained, but they asked for my feedback. I am 5'2". A small parcel was left on the top level, right towards the back of the locker. I had to jump multiple times to reach the parcel, scraping my forearm on the entrance. It was not ideal. If it had been at the front of the locker, I could have reached it easily. They did reply, thanks for your feedback, but I can't see them asking for your height on deliveries and making adjustments. So now I have put a little grabber in my boot, the ones that litter pickers have. Love the show, Pauline. I'm sorry, Pauline, that you have had to act and that the company have done nothing. But I think they should. They should. It's just an accessibility issue, isn't it? What height your locker goes into. You shouldn't be having to jump up and down, scrape your forearm on the locker.
Little tiny Pauline.
And I noticed you didn't read yours in a Geordie accent. Was that out of respect for the people of Newcastle? Because you can't do a Geordie accent.
I can't do a Geordie accent.
Well, that would have been all the better. So I do want more of your complaints, especially if you're Newcastle. I would like Lindsay to read the next one in a Geordie accent. 81215 on the text, 03-01-23-1215 on WhatsApp, john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
John
Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
It's Saturday. It's Absolute Radio. It's John Richardson and Lindsay Santoro.
It's
being moderated live by producer Will.
Hooray!
In case of any complaints. So the lunges are online. If you want to see my studio lunge. Obviously, my studio lunge is not the same as my, like, workout lunge. But anyway, it's up there on the socials if you want to see me lunging around the studio.
Do you feel you're restricted by your denim shorts?
I'm at work, yeah. You can't lunge in denim shorts properly.
Well, that wasn't you doing it proper.
No, I'd say that was me lunging at about 80%.
Oh, wow. I dread to think.
Oh, yeah, the internet's not ready for a full lunch. There aren't enough pixels available. Anyway, it's a time of week when we discuss news that wasn't in the news that could, would or should have been in the news. And obviously it was in the news, because otherwise we wouldn't have found out about it. But you get the meaning of the thing. I'm going to talk about clothing, because it's been a theme. We've talked about, I was critical of what people were wearing the other week. But I do want to have a little nod towards the cheese rolling. Because it's one of those things that's in the news every year when it happens. And then I like things that just pop up and then disappear. The cheese rolling. Nobody mentions it when it's not happening. It pops up and we're like, oh, they're doing that thing where they run down the hill. This year was won by a German YouTuber. And it was very exciting because the German YouTuber basically called out the previous champion. So the world record holder, Chris Anderson, he's won it 23 times. And this German YouTuber said, come out of retirement, mate. It's not the sort of thing you want to come out of retirement for, sprinting down a hill at top speed. Well, where does that end? Oh, you won it in 1974, did you? And you're 70 now. Well, let's see what you've got now. I think you're allowed to retire and say, no, there's a reason I stopped. I'm brittle now.
Have you watched it, the footage?
It's really upsetting, isn't it?
I don't think there's
any
skill.
Surprise, surprise. The guy who's 14 years younger and hasn't done it 23 times in a row, he won. I liked his quote. He said, this year's cheese will taste the sweetest of all the cheeses I have won. Of all the cheeses I've won. You've got to be having a look at your life if you're saying that. And cheese isn't supposed to be sweet, is it? This doesn't make any sense. It said, for the sweetest of all the cheeses I have won. I want to know how many cheeses he's won and what
like
for.
I don't like that voice. It sounds...
No. You don't like it?
Villainous.
So sweet, the cheese. Maybe he won because of the top he was wearing. So this is the story I really wanted to talk about. Lucky clothing. Do you believe in... Have you got a lucky top? You've definitely got a lucky top, Will. No question.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to like football and things.
I don't mind it, because I think as long as you accept, so this one says 54% of this poll of 2,000 adults believe that what they can wear can directly influence their luck, whether in job interviews or exams and tests. Now, I think I'm not spiritual at all, and I don't believe in feelings or love. but I do think there's something like measurable in, if you wear something to a job interview that makes you feel good about yourself and you believe you look good, you'll be more confident, and therefore you probably will have a tangible effect on your result because you'll go in there feeling good. So I think that's a thing. Sport, I think, is nonsense, and it's just about... You don't honestly believe, Will, with all due respect, that if you wear a certain top to a Torquay game... that they are likely to play differently.
I did.
Unless you really believe they're looking up and going, oh, Will's got the 96 kit on. Come on, lads.
I did before the playoff final. I thought that I picked my outfit very carefully for the playoff final. Thinking, oh, I wore that and we lost.
So now it's been burned?
Yeah, I'll never wear it again.
Good. Yeah. This is the bit I don't. Do you have a lucky thing?
I used to have a
lucky... Do you want to chat off air and then see if it's broadcastable?
No, I used to have a lucky bra because whenever I wore it, good things happened in comedy. And then I did a show that was quite important and the underwire came up and essentially poked me to the point where I thought I was having some kind of medical issue. I didn't realise that it had come out.
So I think that was the bra saying, you're ready to go alone.
You don't need me anymore.
I was just giving you a little prod forward. Go on. Fly, Lindsay, fly.
You don't need me, girl. Be free.
This is the bit that I think is... Because I don't... I think most people in the survey would have said, well, I've got a lucky football top. If you'd have said to them, do you believe it makes a difference? They said, no, but it's part of my process. Mm. It's part of getting... It's like getting ready to go out, isn't it? You want to get some music on, get your mates around. And I think part of getting ready for a sport...
Do you do that when you go?
I get my mates around, we'll get a bottle of, like, 2020 or Lamborghini or something, and we'll just put some tunes on and just enjoy each other's company. But I think it's part of it. The bit I take issue with is this. The study found that of those with a lucky item of clothing, 30% avoid washing it in case they wash the luck away. Now, this cannot be allowed to continue. That's just dirty. Yeah. The luck is not connected to your sweat or the gravy stain.
Oh, no.
That's something entirely different. So, you know, if you've got a lucky top, have a wash of it. Don't you think?
I'm not going to say anything.
I think there's something about the process of being clean that is lucky. So I think these people need to have a look at their life and think, how successful would I be if every now and again I washed the things I'm wearing? We are also talking about things you've complained about, so keep those coming in. Someone has sent in a complaint about me, which I will read in the interest of balance, but I don't agree with. Say that now. What do you think was in the news this week that we should have a laugh about?
It's not. I think this is very serious.
Oh,
actually.
I'm sorry. Do you serious posh voice then?
Do you want me? I can do one.
Go on,
I'm answering the phone. Police in Alberta responded to a report of a theft involving barbecue goods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think posh newsreaders do that. Would you believe it?
Would you believe it? And they arrived to find a red fox with a mouthful of hot dogs. Any questions?
I question how quickly they got there. I don't know what the police are up to in Alberta. You can ring up the police and say my barbecue stuff's gone and the fox is still there chewing them by the time the police arrive.
It does appear from the image that the fox is walking around with just about 7 hot dogs in its mouth.
It's a nice looking fox, isn't it? That's a pretty fox.
Do you reckon? I reckon that's unwell.
No, oh, it's got a lovely coat on it, that big old bushy tail on it, bright eyes. It's got a bit of grey and a bit of brown and a bit of black on it. Beautiful looking fox,
that. You must worry if it can't chew a hot dog.
I can see 4 hot dogs in the mouth there, unchewed. They're big ones as well, aren't they? And again, I'm not taking issue with the news story, but they haven't been barbecued, them.
No, they haven't.
There's a bit of bend on them. They're soft. They're straight out of the jar. They've not been barbecued yet.
They didn't even get a chance to be barbecued. They were stolen. Mm. So the police have they've described the suspect as having red hair, short in stature and wearing a thick coat.
God, they're having a laugh.
They're having a little laugh.
It does make you want to move to Canada when you hear these stories. Yeah. You think there's nothing else going on there, is there? Did you see the fox, eh? Took all the hot dogs? Oh, OK. I hope this was the lead on, like, their 6 o'clock news.
Your accents are really coming along.
Thanks, coach.
So they found him trying to conceal the evidence nearby and was released without any conditions. Just let him be.
That's not the end of the quote, though, is it? Do the funny bit at the end of the quote.
With a full belly.
Yeah, released without condition and a full belly. I mean, somewhere, I'm not, you know, I don't want to drag it down. Keep it light. Saturday morning, we're having a laugh. Somewhere in Alberta that day, somebody has reported an actual crime and the police haven't turned up and they are reading this going, I mean, who's writing puns? Who have you got at Alberta Police who's doing puns for news stories about foxes eating hot dogs? My car's gone. Absolutely fuming. I hope that person sent in an official complaint. If you've ever complained about anything, I can do
very
it.
Good.
I could do the one show if I wanted to. 8 12 15 on the text, 0330 123 1215, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. So we are chatting about... It's very difficult to say that without sounding a bit daytime, isn't it? We're having a lovely old chat about...
No one can see this. You put your hands into little fists at the side of your head and kind of wiggled and went...
Yeah.
Very
Do you know
cute.
What I felt like then? Mole from Wind in the Willows.
Oh.
That's what I felt like. I've been busy spring cleaning in my little home all day and it's nice to get out and have a chat. I've been having a chat about complaining about things after I got on my email. It must have been 7:05 a.m. this morning. That's the earliest I've ever complained, apart from to a loved one. Now, we have had one in that I'm not going to read out because it's basically about medical negligence. So it is worth saying, you know, I sympathise with Wesley, but I don't know whether that GP made the right call or not. And it's not really what this feature was supposed to be about. But aside from Wesley's snipes, no? Oh, I'm trying my best, guys. This one coming about me from Ed. I don't mind, you know, it's all about growth. I'd like to complain about John mispronouncing the word pronunciation. There's three N's. Please don't skip the second. Thanks, Ed.
Say it. Say
I don't think you can skip the second. Have I been saying pronunciation? I would have hoped to have been pronunciation.
Pronoun.
Pronoun. Oh, I'm pronoun.
Everyone's pronoun.
Everyone's pronoun. Pronunciation. I mean, I don't say it like that. Ask me about it and I'll try and answer as if I'm speaking normally.
How do you say this? Tell me what the pronunciation is.
Oh, I'd say pronunciation. I'm saying three N's there, aren't I?
I don't know. It's like when you say the word cabbage and it stops sounding like cabbage. Do you ever
I thought
do
that was a very specific gripe about the way I say cabbage then. What a specific insult to have sat on all this time we've known each other. It's like the way you say cabbage. Everyone's talking about it on the circuit. Louise says, 2 months ago, for the first time in my life, I sent an email to my bus provider. After 26 years of useless service, I finally broke.
26 years?
You can't put that in the email, can you? If I was reading that, working for that bus company, I'd be like, nah, it's fine then. She hadn't said anything for 26 years. I received no reply back, but I do like to slate the company to the drivers, and they agree with me. It takes me an hour and 10 minutes to walk from home to my place of work. The bus is every 20 minutes and I just beat the bus into town when it starts running again. Louise, I mean, what do you do there? 26 years of bad service. An email's not going to do anything, is it?
Oh, God, work from home?
Yeah, work from home. Or work once a week like we do. Yeah. Pop in for 3 hours on a Saturday morning. Can't recommend it enough. Nobody even in the building, is there, when we turn up? So do people listen? This does go out, doesn't it? It's not a trick to keep me... I see the sort of thing, football is sometimes just to take a certain group of men out of town centres on a Saturday afternoon. This whole thing hasn't been set up just to stop me bothering people on a Saturday morning, has it?
It's a crash, and we have to send one responsible adult, or Will, to just sit with you and make sure you don't do anything cheeky.
These texts are all like jury service. You've got 12 of you just have to text me for 3 hours on a Saturday morning just to keep me busy. Anyway, keep coming in 8 12 15 0 33 or 123 12 15 on WhatsApp and john@absoluteradio.co.uk on the email, which Will has checked. Now, we're going to do the literal police. I will tell you, we've had a text that is one of my favourite texts we've ever had into the show. And it's so good, I'm going to save it for later because I just want to work out what voice I want to read it out in. It's the literal police. It's our community service, basically. It's our ongoing attempt to stamp out the misuse of the word literally, which I'm not seeing any national impact on the work we're doing, really. I think there's as much of it about as there ever was, if you looked at the stats now. But I rely on you to snitch on people who you've seen using the word literally incorrectly. And this week, Officer Kirsty has been in touch.
Hi, John. Kirsty here with a literal offence to report. While watching Antiques Roadshow last week, a lady brought a little goblin man toy in, which would be perfect for you, John. And while talking about it, show regular Mark Hill said that it did not sell very well as children were scared of it. So they brought out a bunny version and it literally went boom. I do not believe this to be true. Please investigate. Thanks.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Can you hear the birds in her garden?
Yeah. She might have been in the park.
Oh, she might have been in the park talking about it.
WhatsApp John Richardson. I'm just going to go down the park and do it. I'm going to enjoy this one.
I'm going to make sure and mention Little Goblin Man because that'll upset
him. Yeah. You know two things about someone. I know she watches Antiques Roadshow on a Sunday and she's got birds near her. You just think, I assume her life is therefore perfect. I don't want to know anything otherwise. Right, well, let's have a listen to Mark Hill on Antiques Roadshow.
It didn't sell so well. So what they needed was a commercial success. So in 1955, they introduced their bunny range, and that went literally boom. Right. It mushroomed.
Exploding bunnies. Sold to kids.
I'd buy that.
I very much doubt it, Mark Hill. I mean, it seems cut and shut. Anyone want to offer a defence for him there?
No, because I don't think you should have animals that explode in any sense.
And that's why you're able to go on air on a Saturday morning, because a lot of comics would be afraid to say that. And we won't have them on. We won't have them on. They try and book them. Will's like, oh, get those offensive ones in, because he's young. You'd get the ones off social media who criticise their audience. He's all like that every week. And I'm like, Will, we have to stand for something here. And if it's not for toys that don't explode, then I don't know what we stand for. So Mark Hill, I'm afraid, is going into prison. Now, I sometimes people think, oh, now I just sit on it and let everyone else do the work. I want you to know I'm out there as well. And I noticed this. I did the work here. I noticed in this studio, because I follow Absolute Radio on social media, as should you all, I got sent, oh, look who we've had in. Amelia Clark's been in doing a little interview plugging something. Sat in this, sat where you are now, she was. Sat in your very chair, Lindsay, and she said this.
You'd learn each word broken up into syllables.
Come
I
on.
Cringe every time I do
Come
it.
Come on.
He's going to, I can literally hear my Russian teacher now being like, that's wrong. But it's kind of a,
It's a funny interview, and she's learnt some Russian, and she's a talented person. But can she literally hear him there and then?
We can't comment on people's mental states.
Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, I did not see that coming.
No, because I hear voices. Like, no, I don't.
Do you hear, do you hear Amelia Clark's Russian teacher? I just think, unless he's not under the desk, because I don't think that's policy, is it? You're not allowed to bring people in to whisper to you under the desk. It's in your contract.
It's a policy.
That's why you all are outside there. We won't let them in. We try and bring them in every week. I say no. They can wait out there and watch through the screens. We've got big screens. I don't know if we let people know that. It's we do a live show and there's, 5,000-10,000 people, would you say, watching on through the glass there?
Oh, yeah.
I just need that stimulus to get me going in the morning. I need people staring at me. I think Amelia Clark's got to go to jail for that, I'm afraid.
No, we don't know what she hears.
I don't think she can literally hear her Russian teacher at the point she is about to talk Russian. Oh, now you made me really... No, because if she'd have said, I can hear him in my mind... But she's saying I can literally hear him, which means he would be audible. No, I'm not having it.
Okay.
I can be dominant when I want to be. I shall take control of the John Richardson show.
You do look like you're going to cry.
Well, I'm in charge here. Lindsay Santorguide coming next, whether you like it or not. You are listening to John Richardson on Absolute Radio, and after the roaring success of this year's new features, Angela Yarns from Angela Barnes and Susie's Ruffles and Feathers, it's time for Lindsay Santoro's very own feature. There is no one better in UK comedy at coming up with something on the spot than Lindsay Santoro, and we know this because of the lyrical masterpieces that she has brought to us in the past.
Some questions in the air. Ding dong.
Shoehorn is stuck in the stairwell. I can't put my shoes on because I've lost my shoehorn and I've got arthritic knees.
That's number one in Azerbaijan now. So don't you doubt yourself just because I can't say Azerbaijan. So Lindsay now has her own feature, which is that she's basically put on the spot in an entirely unfair nature every time she comes in. And we ask her to describe some of the greatest attractions and holiday destinations around the world in a feature we called Lindsay Santor Guide. So producer Will has just passed you a piece of paper. You haven't seen it up until now. It has a place on it. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to talk about that place with all the knowledge that you have hidden inside you. And then in the next link, we will guess where you're talking about. Your 30 seconds starts now.
I think it's off the M5. I want to go, but I don't know if I've been to it or the one that's next to it. And the one that's, it's like a crevice in the floor. But it might have a witch that lived in it. There was a witch. And it's cold. Yeah. I wouldn't pay for parking. That's what I remember. And I said, we're not going. But it's meant to be very nice. Like I said, up the M5.
There you go. Have a little guess, if you can, what Lindsay's talking about. It's off the M5, but you wouldn't pay to park, but you'd like to go. Now, Pauline's texted in, and she agrees with my first guess. You said it was a hole in the ground off the M5.
A crevice.
Now, at first I thought, I really hope it's just like Tewkesbury or something. And that was just you slamming it. I've been there. It's basically a hole in the ground. Pauline... we both thought, first of all, it was Wookiee Hole Caves. And then when I was thinking while the music was on, I think you would have said something about Star Wars. I'm trying to get in your head.
No.
I don't want to go all the way in. I just want to open the door ajar.
Dip a toe.
Just want to peek in a little bit. I think you just said something about Star Wars with Wookiee Hole, because we know that David is a Star Wars fan, isn't he?
Yeah.
So then I thought Appenitz Cheddar Gorge, because I think they're both in the sort of M5 region.
Yeah.
And now I'm all a flutter. I really am. I'm going to say, because you've said it was a crevice, and I agree with you, I think I've done exactly the same thing. I think I've got the leaflet and thought, well, that'll be free, won't it? Because it's basically just a big hole in the floor. And then thought, how much? To look at a big hole in the floor? Nah, you're all right. I'll just Google it. It's a bit like the Sagrada Familia. When you go, it's really disappointing because it's on a busy main road and you think, you've taken that picture really close up, so it looks like it's in a field. We just had another text saying Cheddar Gorge. I think we're going to go, the listener and I, and the singular listener, we're going to say it's Cheddar Gorge.
It is Cheddar Gorge.
God, that's the first one I've got.
As I was talking, I was getting confused between Wookiee Hole.
You were confused as well, so yeah. That's what we picked up on.
So when I said about the witch,
yes.
In the break I Googled it, the witch is at Wookiee Hole. I apologise, that is a red fish, as they say.
A red fish, yeah. I didn't know that there was a witch at Wookiee Hole, so that's new information for me, which is nice. Now, we've had a text asking me to do something nice. And we're quite clear on this show that's not really the vibe. And we've done I Love You But, which is our dedication, but it is a charity one. So I don't know. Should I read it out? I'd have to do it really sincere. So I'm looking at you two now.
Listen, at the time you've gone on about it, you could have done it.
No, it's quite long. And it's all. Do you want me to give you a little snippet? Volunteers, patients, and communities. That's the level we're talking at here.
Oh, we've started.
So now. I'd need a little break. I'd probably need to go toilet, and I'd need to have a sip of water, and I'd need to think about what my voice sounds like when I'm not being sarcastic.
I need to go toilet.
I need to go toilet, and I need to have a think about doing it properly. So, well, stay tuned, really, because there's every possibility I won't be able to read it in a way that doesn't sound sarcastic, because it's really good people doing a really good thing. But imagine if we come off the back of the next record and I just read some other texts out. That would be awful, wouldn't it? I'm going to get myself together and then I'm going to be a good guy for a bit. So if nothing else, you might be about to discover why I don't always read nice texts out, because I just have a tone of voice that makes it sound sarcastic when I'm not.
I'm so excited for this.
And yes, it has been an issue for friends, family and in relationships. No, I mean, you do look nice. No, you do look nice. Lots of arguments. Anyway, Kate has been in touch. Hello to the amazing team. I hope you are all well.
Your face.
See already?
Relax your muscles in your face.
That's the noise of me relaxing my facial muscles, apparently. Hello, the amazing... No, it just sounds worse. It sounds lazy now. Hello, the amazing team. I hope you're all well. Is there any chance at all you might be able to do a shout-out to encourage Sian and her son Bryn as they complete their 85-mile, ! coast-to-coast walk, no hyphens on coast-to-coast, but anyway, doesn't matter, does it? It's for charity. Carrying an ambulance kit bag and defibrillator to raise money for the small charity, the East of England Ambulance Service Charity. These legends have blisters. Every step is now painful. Now I'm getting into it. They've been walking through a heat wave, all to make a difference for fantastic ambulance staff, volunteers, patients and communities within the East of England. If you could encourage people to congratulate them as they see them, and especially at the end, for what has been the challenge of a lifetime. Thank you for anything you can do. And if you can't, it still doesn't matter. We'll still be listening. Now, that's from Kate. Done it. I'm there. It's all right, wasn't it?
That's
sincere
not for
enough.
You. That's for them. Yeah. By the way.
Can I... Oh, how unpleasant. I read it all. That was an 85-word slog through a heatwave, actually. Can I... You can tell me I'm wrong about this. Because she doesn't... Now, you know when you get an email and it's like clearly a group text? Because she says, hello, amazing team. And then it doesn't matter if you can't. Now, I'm not going to say she's texted all the other radio stations on a Saturday morning. But is there a chance there that we're just that's gone out to all the stations and we're just one of them?
Yeah.
You do think that's what's happened?
Yeah.
Think I've been hoodwinked?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Sorry, Kate has been on the show before.
Kate's been on the show before.
She has, so I think this is a regular listener, Kate.
Okay.
I would say in her defence.
Okay. Well, I am going to drive up there, and if I don't see people, and I'm going to be checking for blisters as well, I'm going to be driving. Oh, I will clap, but first of all, shoes and socks off.
Oh,
let's
no.
have a little look at the damage, please. Well done to Sean and Bryn on an amazing, and through this heat as well, so congratulations. Unironically, I will say well done. Thanks for all your endeavours, and if you're in that area as they arrive today on their coast-to-coast walk, give them a round of applause. Don't boo them like those people at the top of that mountain. That was sad, wasn't it? See, the people, they'd gone on a charity walk at the Three Peaks, and they got to the top of Snowdon, and there was a queue to get to the summit for photos, and they're like, we just want to touch the rock and remember our mate and then come back down again. So they skipped round the queue and everyone booed them. They had, like, charity
oh
T-shirts
God.
On. Now, I shouldn't have started it. I meant it ironically. And I apologise and I take it back. But don't boo Sean and Bryn. Give them a big round of applause and be nice to them. They've done an amazing thing. It's been good. So, you know, there are highlights. And what do you do with those highlights? You don't put them in the bin, do you? Not these days.
No.
You stick them out on a podcast and you beg people to listen to it on a Tuesday afternoon. That's what you do. You say, get on the Rayo app or download the podcast of the show. And people think, well, I might, but will it have a witty pun title based upon some of the things you've discussed today? And you say, of course it will. And then you look to Lindsay Santoro for what that title might be.
It's got to have something to do with lunch, but then I can't think of anything that rhymes with it that's appropriate.
No.
I'll be quiet now. Lunch.
I've gone, because we talked about complaints, mm-hmm. and there's a new He-Man film coming out, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't asked to be in it.
What? I beg your pardon.
I've gone for E-Man. Like email, E-Man and the Masters of Complaining, but that's too much. I also liked your, I liked your news story, so I've put Sausage Gobbed Fox.
Yeah, let's have that. I like that.
So if you want to download the podcast of the show, it'll be available wherever you get your podcast. That'll be Sausage Gobbed Fox. Worth pointing out as well, this is an award-losing show now.
Yes.
This is not just any old radio show now. This is now an award-losing show after it was the Radio Awards this week. You went along, didn't you? Suited and booted?
I did, yeah.
What can you just reenact now the face that you pulled when they announced? So, I'll say. And the winner for Best Radio Comedy is not the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio. Oh, that's
aww.
Nice.
And then a begrudging.
A begrudging round. Well, you've got to, haven't you? You've got to pretend to be glad for
it. We were robbed, but it is what it is.
Will's words, not mine. Anyway, thank you to everyone at the awards for the nomination, which means nothing. Coming up, maybe this is why we don't get awards, because we end the show with a slightly tense section where we all review each other's performance live on air, because I just enjoy that tension that it creates. So just have a little think about anything you'd like to say, Lindsay and Will, about how I've performed today. Mm. And I'm genuinely interested to what you have to say. Let's not mention the lunges, because I've got denim shorts on, and I was doing them for comedy. That's not how I really lunge.
I've written it. It's too late.
Okay. Earlier on, I told you that we'd had one of my favourite texts ever into the show, and then I just left it there. And it's still as amusing to me now as when it came in at 9:43 this morning.
Yes,
and I've got to point out, this is an anonymous text. There's no name on it. It doesn't reference anything that we were discussing at the time. And again, as I accuse Kate, I'm not saying this hasn't been texted into every radio show currently broadcasting in the UK. I'm going to read it in the tone I assume it was written. Maybe mention it's the British Pipe Band Championship today. It's not even anger, it's just exhaustion. Am I going to sit through another radio show that he's not going to mention?
Can I have a go at reading
it? Go on, read it.
Maybe mention it's the British Pipe Band Championship today. Thank you.
Will, do you want to have a go at reading it?
No, I don't think I can do it any justice compared to you.
Because there's every chance it's like it's goodwill, it's someone trying to help. You guys seem like you've dried up a little bit and you've run out of content. Maybe mention it's the British Pipe Band Championship today.
Maybe mention it.
Maybe, guys, have a little chat, but it's definitely like, maybe. Big radio, once again silent on the British Pipe Band Championship.
We're going to have to find out who's won it and get them on next week, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think? There's every chance it'll be like a 40-strong pipe band. You want to get them in? Yeah?
We'll just get the lead. What they called the man with the fingers? What does he do?
The man with the fingers.
The man with the fingers. Yeah, the conductor.
Yes, that's it. That's the one.
And do you know when you've described something terribly when Lindsay Santoro repeats it back to you? That's when you know. And I'm going to quote you because this is in your appraisal that you said to me this week. What was that show with the box? And I knew what it was. That's what upset me. I knew she was talking about Deal or No Deal. And it's worrying to me that I'm beginning to understand what you mean when you say stuff like that. But that you would even look at Will and go, the man with the fingers. Honestly. It's a little stick, actually.
I said to you yesterday, did you win the noise?
Did you win the noise? Yeah. I mean, that's what she meant by did we win the award? Did you win the thing about the noise? Describe the show that she is on as the noise. Anyway, so let's have a little chat about how we've all performed today. That's a little tease. Is anyone, Lindsay, would you like to start?
Will's been really, really, considering I've been rude to him today, and I didn't mean to be, it's been really nice.
You didn't,
me.
I mean, you did put it in a text.
Yeah, I know.
What started as little pig, let me come in, as a sort of reference to can you be allowed in the building, has escalated to you now texting him at 7 a.m. to say oink, oink, which means you're here, which I don't think comes across the way you mean it to. So Will has behaved well today. Yeah. Anything you want to say to me?
Do you know what? You've been really cheerful today.
Yeah.
To the point when it's, when you're sad, it's unnerving. When you're happy, it's unnerving.
Yeah.
The fact you've done really, your lunges have been very impressive.
Thank
so I do
you.
Recommend
all
people
I wanted.
Have a look. They're
all
smooth. Smooth lunges.
Was a smooth lunge. Very controlled as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will?
Just on Lindsay.
Yeah.
So, big plus gave me a Rennie for heartburn.
Yeah. Yes.
So I massively appreciated that.
Yes.
But has repeatedly referred to me as a pig.
Yes.
And even outside the studio during one of the songs actually oinked at me verbally. So not even in a text, actually made like a snorting sound at me.
I mean, there is a point at which our on-air appraisal does become a sort of industry appraisal, really, for the state of the industry we work in.
It feels a bit like it. John, I think you've had a great show.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
So, nice energy. Complaining to the supermarket is generally going to make a difference to my life.
I did it for all of us.
No, because it's a nightmare through the week as well. That,
open when
that.
You say you're going to open.
100%.
Yeah.
Would have liked a better selection of pastries.
Yes,
if
okay.
I'm completely honest.
Yeah.
Lost the awards.
Yeah,
you know,
got to take that on the chin.
Your name above the door at the end of the day.
Should have done better. Let you all down. Let the listeners down, really. Who doesn't want to be listening to an award-winning radio show? Mm. Well, nobody here, obviously. Otherwise, you'd listen to something else. So, yeah, I do apologise to you, Will.
Thank you.
And I apologise to everyone. I've put Lindsay. One of the first conversations we had, I said, I haven't seen you since Bullseye. And you went, oh, I didn't watch it. Bit quick. Will, you did something you've never done in all our time working together. 81 shows,
81
as it turned out.
Yeah.
He's been putting a little counter on the thing every week, and I've never noticed it.
Yeah,
81
never
shows.
Noticed.
Just before we're about to go on air today, you went, oh, I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest, that unsettled me, because
I
looked to you for calm reassurance, and you were flat today, but your heartburn has been, we did have a little conversation about why Will had heartburn, whether it was the two pints of peach lager or the four bags of crisps he had for his tea. And I said I wouldn't say that on air in case your mum was listening. I didn't want to get in trouble for not looking after yourself.
Yeah, she won't be happy.
I have provided apples and bananas today. Have you had an apple or a banana?
I've had a banana, yeah.
Good. Okay. I'm looking after him. And I just want to say thank you for checking the emails, although you did do it an hour and a half into the show. That is nevertheless beaten your previous record by 3 days. So I'm very grateful to you. And so are the listeners who took time to email in. Thank you for all your texts and emails. Sarah Champion is up next. Then it's Dan Noble, Andy Bush, Claire Sturgis. That's a hell of a Saturday, isn't it? Thank you for joining us.
You're
asking me. I was hoping for some sort of cheer.
I'm sorry.
And it's performer of the week is Charlie. It's Charlie's last show. She's moving on to bigger and better things, and that is what she put in the text. So thank you, Charlie, for all her work, and thank you for listening. We will see you all again next week. Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
There we go. Thank you for... Do I say thank you for downloading? I really need your help
just
here,
listen,
Young.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Do you download a podcast or do you stream
well,
it
that's,
now?
I think you stream it now. No one's downloading it, are they?
Mm-mm.
It doesn't matter, really.
No one's going on BitTorrent, are they, for the John Richardson show?
Jeez Louise.
Nobody used the phone. Is anyone using the phone tonight? I need to download the John Richardson show. Anyway, thank you for however you've accessed today's show. There'll be another one next week, unless something terrible happens to me.
Good Lord, you've been so happy all today.
Actually, that was me being happy. I just don't want to take for granted. I'd love to be back here, and this is a great opportunity for me. However, you know, I'm not immune, aren't I?
No.
If I go out there and misbehave, yeah, I should be punished for it.
Are you misbehaving?
I'm not. I've no plans to. All right. You've got some gigs, haven't you, this week?
Yeah, I have. I've got to do my preview tonight.
Preview in the upcoming tour. So if you're at Lindsay's preview and you want to send some feedback, my personal number is... as she has said to me, she really wants notes. And the less you know about comedy, the better.
Please don't. Well, actually, it might be helpful. I'm in that much of a dire strait with it that...
You'll be absolutely fine. You're one of the funniest people around. And sometimes the best note is just the silent stares of an audience.
Yeah, really
if that's what
is.
You need to motivate really you to is. Do better, then that's what you'll get. Enjoy your gigs. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week with more. Bye.